You know, the bad thing is you got to have a winner, you have a loser. But, you know, we didn't execute. I think at times we stalled. We kept going backwards instead of going forward. And I think that when the offense is on the field, that you want to move forward and put points up on the board. And, you know, as a whole unit, we didn't do that today. You got to give, you know, credit to the Jets. I mean, it's no sugarcoating it or trying to feel sorry for yourself. They won the game. They beat us, and that's it.
Daryl, what are the toughest corners you go up against?
No. Well, all week he's talking about he's a shutdown corner, but there's really no shutdown corners in the league because they have help for, you know, most of the game. I mean, I probably could play corner if I had Merriweather over the top for the whole game. I think I could be a shutdown corner. So, you know, you got to give credit when it's due. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from their whole defense, secondary, D linemen, linebackers included made plays, and, you know, we didn't get things done. So you got to give credit when it's due, and they did a hell of a job today.
Randy, was there any surprises on the Jets' defense for you?
Any surprises? No, not really. I think that, you know, the biggest thing is just, you know, having Coach Ryan and, you know, bringing his defensive philosophy to the Jets. And, you know, then, like I said, man, you got to give credit when it's due. I've been in this league long enough, and, you know, they play some good football today, even on offense, special teams. So, we did some bad things out there. We did some good things. But overall, Jets won. So you got to tip the hats to them. I really give them credit today.
Any frustrations? I mean, this is two straight weeks. You guys have sputtered a little bit on offense.
I think that the frustration sets in when we know that we stick our own selves in the foot. And, you know, like I said, the defense, they do their job. They have a job to do is stop the offense. The offense has a job to do, and that's to go out there and put points on the board. So, you know, with the firepower that we got and, you know, we prepare every week, it is a little frustrating. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie, but at the same time, you know, when things go bad, you got to find ways to win. And, you know, toward the end of the game, like I said, we kept going backwards. As a whole offensive unit, we just didn't make things happen. So you got to give credit, and that's the biggest thing. You got to tip the hats to them because they played a hell of a game.
Any difficulty with the execution with the plays on the wristband and going to that this week?
No, I really felt pretty good. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I mean, I felt good. There were times where things were a little shaky, but at the same time, like I say, we prepared. We practiced all week of how we were going to game plan this defense, but we just didn't make enough plays. We kept going backwards, like I said, and I mean, there's nothing else to try to, you know, beat around the bush. They beat us up, and we just didn't make enough plays.
Brian, any care of as far as trash talk during the game or even after the game?
No, not at all. I mean, that's, you know, Coach Ryan. You know, that's his philosophy. And at the same time, you know, when you're the opposing team and listening, hearing, and reading things, you know, that's, you know, billboard material. But at the same time, you know, he doesn't play. The team plays, and they backed it up. And like I say, man, you got to really commend those guys from the top to the bottom, from, you know, the safeties, corners, linebackers, D-line. They had a good game plan, and they executed it.
Do you think Tom is still kind of getting back in sync? I mean, still early in the year. Do you feel like he's still trying to get his old rhythm back?
I love Tom Brady, man. Just keep looking. Keep it coming. All right?
Thanks.
Yeah, for sure.